Cop. All right, what's your name?
My name? Can't think of name.
You don't know your own name?
Cop signals to other cop in prowl car.
This guy's really spaced.
Don't shoot me here.
Charles Freck and his horror fantasy number induced by the sight of the black and white pacing him.
At least take me to the station house and shoot me there, out of sight.
To survive in this fascist police state, he thought, you gotta always be able to come up with a name, your name, at all times. That's the first sign they look for that you're wired, not being able to figure out who the hell you are.
What I'll do, he decided, is I'll pull off soon as I see a parking slot, pull off voluntarily before he flashes his light or does anything, and then when he glides up beside me, I'll say I got a loose wheel or something mechanical. They always think that's great, he thought, when you give up like that and can't go on.
Like throwing yourself on the ground the way an animal does, exposing your soft, unprotected, defenseless underbelly.
I'll do that, he thought.
He did so, peeling off to the right and bumping the front wheels of his car against the curb. The cop car went on by.
Pulled off for nothing, he thought. Now it'll be hard to back out again, traffic's so heavy.
He shut off his engine.
Maybe I'll just sit here parked for a while, he decided, and alpha meditate or go into various different altered states of consciousness.
Possibly by watching the chicks going along on foot. I wonder if they manufacture bioscope for horny, rather than alpha. Horny waves, first very short, then longer, larger, larger, finally right off the scale.
This is getting me nowhere, he realized. I should be out trying to locate someone holding. I gotta get my supply, or pretty soon I'll be freaking, and then I won't be able to do anything, even sit at the curb like I am. I not only won't know who I am, I won't even know where I am or what's happening. What is happening? He asked himself. What day is this? If I knew what day, I'd know everything else. And it'd seep back bit by bit.
Wednesday, in downtown LA, the Westwood section. Ahead, one of those giant shopping malls surrounded by a wall that you bounced off like a rubber ball, unless you had a credit card on you and passed in through the electronic hoop. Owning no credit card for any of the malls, they could depend only on verbal report as to what the shops were like inside. A whole bunch, evidently, selling good products to the straights, especially to the straight wives. He watched the uniformed armed guards at the mall gate checking out each person. Seeing that the man or woman matched his or her credit card and that it hadn't been ripped off, sold, bought, used fraudulently. Lots of people moved on in through the gate, but he figured many were no doubt window shopping.
Not all that many people can have the bread or the urge to buy this time of day, he reflected. It's early, just past 2. At night, that was when. Shops all lit up.
He could, all the brothers and sisters could, see the lights from without like showers of sparks, like a fun park for grown-up kids.